Now, this weekend, modern Jews celebrate Rosh Hashanah. The Jews have changed some of the feasts, some of the ways that they celebrate them today, some of necessity. But there is a Mosaic feast commanded that would be at this time period. And specifically, the closest would be the Feast of Trumpets, which is my subject today, the Feast of Trumpets. And for a reading, I would like to read Psalm 81. 81st Psalm. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm. Bring hither the timbrel, pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, the law of God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pot. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I am Yahweh thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. Haters of Yahweh should have submitted themselves unto them, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock that I have satisfied. This psalm is commonly sung by modern Jews during Rosh Hashanah. Which, we might say, has taken the place of the Feast of Trumpets. Now, the Feast of Trumpets, festival of the Mosaic Order, points to a great turning point, both naturally and spiritually. And naturally speaking, this feast is on the first day of the month, Feast of Trumpets. Now, there's being a lunar calendar, this would begin again the moon's cycle of waxing and waning, reminding them of God's promises so long as the moon endures. Psalm 72:7. This specific feast, being in their seventh month, would begin the second half of their year. All their feasts under the law of Moses were in the first 7 months of the year, reminding us of God's 7,000-year plan. this seventh month was also pretty much the end of all their harvest. Their grains would have been harvested in the spring, their fruits and vegetables in the summer. And so their natural labors would be turning toward preparations for the next year's production, plowing in the fields, cleaning out their garden spots, perhaps plowing under failed crops, pruning, cutting down unfruitful or old fruit trees for replanting, and soon preparing plants, principal grains like barley and wheat, which would grow and establish themselves in warmer days of cooler months, but then ripen in the spring. So at this feast, Feast of Trumpets, they're harvesting, storing of their fruits, their wine making, olive pressing, etc., would be fresh on their minds. Let's read John chapter 15, John chapter 15, verses 1 and 8. John 15, verse 1. Christ says, I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. And then verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And Isaiah 57, 19. Isaiah 57:19. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace, to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith Yahweh, and I will heal him. We see a celebration of all the harvests and of a new and better beginning. Now that this was the first of several feasts in this particular month adds to the significance. On the Day of Atonement, 10 days later, everyone would be commanded to penitently fast and acknowledge sins. Only after doing so, they participate in the Feast of Tabernacles a few days later, enjoying the protection and benevolence provided by God's design. Let's turn again to Isaiah. Read Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65, 21 through 25. Where God speaks of the kingdom. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bring forth for trouble. They are the seed of the blessed Yahweh, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith Yahweh. So in the kingdom, all who submit to Christ, God's appointed ruler, and repent and turn to God's ways, acknowledging their own sin and failings, and work to start over, will come to worship at that feast. This is specifically foretold in Zechariah 14. Zechariah 14, verse 16, where it says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, Yahweh of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." First, the seventh millennium will commence with trumpets and rejoicing. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15. all the first days of the months, included extra sacrifices in addition to the daily sacrifice of two lambs, one in the morning and one in the evening. Now, these extra sacrifices for the new moon days are commanded in Numbers chapter 28. We're not specifically going to read that. But in addition to these, on the first day of the seventh month, there's also a new moon day. So in addition to new moon sacrifices, on the Feast of Trumpets, they were commanded to also offer another set of additional sacrifices. While all the numbers of the different animals sacrificed on these various days, individually and in their cumulative totals, can have great lessons for us, great symbology. For our consideration of the Feast of Trumpets, and its antitypical significance, one fact seems to stand out, at least to me, and that is the number of bullets sacrificed for each and the cumulative total number of bullets offered at the Feast of Tabernacles of Trumpets. So first, at all the other new moons, first days of every other month, Numbers 28, verse 11, commands, among others, for two bullets to be offered. Two bullets. Bullets, which would be young oxen, being work animals, seem to represent human efforts, here being offered completely to God. This reminds us specifically in general of God's two witnesses of Revelation 11:3. I'm not specifically going to turn there, but connected with that, let's look at Zechariah 4. Zechariah 4, first three verses. Where Zechariah writes, and the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a lampstand, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it. Here again, as the two witnesses, two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, the other upon the left side thereof. And then in verse 12, and I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes into the golden oil out of themselves? In verse 14, then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Now let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity at five, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were not. And through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. This would be both Jew and Gentile. Now, at the beginning of this seventh period of time, the Feast of Trumpets, the antitypical beginning of the seventh millennia, under the law, it says one more bullet was to be offered. That we find in Numbers 29, verse 2. This singular bullet would represent Christ, God's perfect servant and son. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 42. Great servant chapter, let's read verse 1 and then verse 4. Isaiah 42 verse 1, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my Spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." Verse 4, "He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law." And then in verse 21, "Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable." And then let's look at Philippians Philippians 2:7-9, speaking of Christ. "But made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." So we would say that this bullet, singular bullet, would represent Christ, God's perfect servant and laborer. But not that Christ will be sacrificed again, but he will appear in the shape of a man, bearing the scars of the crucifixion. Once again, laboring solely for the completion of God's plan. Along with the faithful servants of all ages. And we'll once again get to demonstrate, even to a fuller extent, their self-sacrifice for God's glory. Now back to the natural, tying this all together. On the day of the Feast of Trumpets, this brings the total number of bullocks offered on the first day of the seventh month to 3. 3 would be, typically speaking, you might say that Christ and the Jew and Gentile believers to be a set. This number 3 reminds us of resurrection, especially because of Christ's resurrection after 3 days, 3 nights in the grave, which is the only way to get to that point. Only through Christ's resurrection that we can get to resurrection. It also reminds us of completion with Christ and the faithful, represented by all these beliefs, finally being united completely and literally in the completion of our human efforts to bear His glory, the sacrifice of self. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Verses 13 through 17. Romans 8, starting at verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit ye mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit also, or the Spirit itself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Coming back in Romans 6, read verse 4. Well, of course, we'll read 3 and 4. Romans 6, 3 and 4. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And then let's skip over and read verse 22. Now being made free from sin, and become servants God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. so in the feast of trumpets. Replaced by the Jews today by this Rosh Hashanah. We see a type of the reunion of Christ and the saints at his return and the commencement of the seventh millennia, 1,000-year reign of Christ. Let's read Psalm 20. Verses 5 and 6. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners, Yahweh fulfilled all thy petitions. Now know I, Yahweh saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Psalm 33. Verses 21 and 22. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Yahweh, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. In Isaiah 65, Isaiah 65, 17 through 19. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former will not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. Behold, I create Jerusalem for rejoicing, and her people of joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping will be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. And finally, Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Verses 15 through 29. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Yahweh, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength. And in thy favor, our horn shall be exalted. For Yahweh is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidst, I have laid hold upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever.